Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, are you ready for an extra special theme week?
I am, Jim, but could we send out for some ice water? I'm parched.
Oh, don't worry, Patrick. This week will slake even the greatest of thirsts. Okay, Patrick, we are at Mike Snyder's house.
Yes,
today,
we are.
And all this week, we're just going to hang out here all week. Mm-hmm. And good thing, too, because we're going to have some drinks.
So, yes.
Good thing to hang out here. Okay, here's what we're going to do this week here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
One of the times we were at Mike's, we did like a beer week.
Uh-huh.
It was like banned beers, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was here or...
It was here.
It was here, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we did like a spirits week.
Yes.
It was like banned, branded,
yeah,
you know, alcohols, liquors. And then I think we did something else too. We did another one where you drove stuff to our house, Mike, during the pandemic.
Dropped off some beers. I remember there was a mustard beer, chocolate beer.
It was just weird.
We weird beer.
Weird beer.
Yeah. So we did the weird beer week.
Yep.
And everything. So anyway, I thought since we had this pandemic... And we were stuck in our house for, mm-hmm. you know, a year plus.
Yeah.
One of the things I got into, you know, some people got into like, what are the cliches now? Like baking sourdough bread, yep. right? Or I don't know, scrapbooking or what else?
Riding their Peloton.
Riding the yep. Peloton, right. Stuff like that. I got into cocktails. That's what I did.
Because
I couldn't go to bars anymore. And usually, you know, a bar is a great place to get a cocktail because you got, you know, a bartender, somebody who knows what they're doing, mixing it up for you. So I feel like... I started to learn how to do this myself. Not that it's all that complicated, but you know, I started really building up a nice collection of different kinds of spirits and reading the recipes and learning how to do it. And so I'd have a nice evening cocktail. And so I thought I'd bring that to you guys.
Lovely.
And then we'll do like one, what I'm calling like sort of classic cocktails. These are pretty simple, you know, the classic ones. We'll do one a day and we'll each pick a song that we think sort of relates to that drink. Okay. And we have,
Yes.
We have Mike Snyder, of course. Thanks for having us over, Mike. Well,
glad to have you guys. Good to see you in person.
Yes.
And then we also have Bud Verge with us.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me over.
Hey, Bud.
Okay, so the first one I'm going to mix up for you guys. We're going to start very, very classic. A classic martini. Gin martini.
Got it.
All right? Mm-hmm. So let's go over to the kitchen and do that now.
Okay, we're going to start off with a martini, guys. So,
okay.
First question is gin or vodka? What do you prefer? I'll tell you, the traditional martini is gin, but some people don't like gin, so vodka martinis have become popular lately.
I figured I'd go with the traditional, just for the purpose of...
Gin all around?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's what Ace Frehley would do.
Now, on the rocks?
Yeah, on the rocks, I guess.
Now, again, some people will drink them up, you know, no ice. Mm-hmm. That tends to be in the martini glass.
With an olive?
You can have an olive,
yep.
Or you can have on the lemon twist, or I like onions.
Really?
Yeah.
Pickled onion?
So, we're going to do... Is this...
Cocktail onion?
Now, should I mix two drinks and we split them?
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
All right.
It'll make a lot of sense about an hour.
Can you get two more glasses of ice?
No.
We're going to go... Six ounces. This is for double. No, we're going to go...
Matt?
I gotta think here. Alright, for this batch, we're gonna go 6 ounces of gin. And then, because we're doing gin instead of vodka,
mm-hmm.
gin has flavor, so we don't need that much vermouth. We're gonna use a dry vermouth, just 1 ounce.
Martini and Rossi.
Now, some people. Like very little vermouth. So that's a 6-to-1 ratio. Thanks. So if I were doing a vodka martini, I might double the amount of vermouth in that because vodka has no flavor.
Got it.
Ice is already here. Let me check.
When someone says they want a martini, very dry.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Vermouth.
That's vermouth. Less vermouth.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Last thing, you can have olives.
I'll pass on the olives.
Olives or lemon. Or the one I like is the cocktail onions.
No.
Which technically makes it a Gibson, not a martini.
But really?
It's the same thing. It's just a martini with cocktail.
Got it.
Any preference, guys?
Onion.
I'll go olive.
Lemon.
Okay.
Ooh, lemon's an option.
Yeah, lemon as well. Okay.
We'll get one of each.
Who is the olive person?
That was me.
Watch out.
You want a small...
I gotta go olive because, you know, my Italian heritage of my in-laws. Ah, thank you. You just pour the rest of your beer right in there. Saves you the trouble.
Is that too straight?
There you go.
Ooh, beautiful.
Okay, now you guys, we're back at the table. You ready to taste these?
Yes, yeah, indeed.
Tastes like gin with a little vermouth in
it. There you go.
And, but so you were explaining, Jim, that you can make a martini with vodka.
Yes, vodka martinis have become more popular
lately.
I mean, vodka drinks in general have become much more popular in the last 20 years or so because vodka has no real taste to it, no flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it takes on the flavor of whatever the mixer is.
Uh-huh.
And so especially for people who like who don't like the taste of alcohol and maybe like sweet drinks or things like that, a lot of vodka drinks have become very popular. But another gin has a... It's made from juniper berries. It's distilled from juniper berries. So it has a distinct taste. My wife is always criticizing it or making fun of me when I drink gin. She goes, it tastes like a Christmas tree.
Oh.
So she won't touch it.
Right.
But when you do, you know, as mixing a drink, I was telling you guys, when you do a gin martini, a martini has dry vermouth, you want to probably use less with gin because gin has flavor already.
Mm-hmm.
Vodka doesn't really have any flavor, so you can up the vermouth quotient a little bit. Now, some people, when they talk about very dry martinis, there's a lot of jokes about this, you know, like, you know, use an eyedropper you know, just hold the gin bottle and let it look at the vermouth bottle and that, you know, things like that. Right. So you're essentially drinking gin for the most part.
Got it.
This is not a cocktail that you think of more modern cocktails that have a lot of mixers in them and things like that. This is pretty much straight alcohol. You know.
Got it.
Now, anyway. What is it that James Bond drinks?
So he drinks, I believe, gin martinis, and his line always is shaken, not stirred, right? Which is actually not the way you're supposed to drink a martini. You're really only supposed to shake cocktails that have fruit mixers, like citrus mixers, that sort of thing. Because the shaking
bruises.
It aerates it better. Anything
it's like that why you swirl
doesn't have that,
wine,
you just want to stir it nicely.
Cool.
You know? Anyway, so this is a martini. Cheers to y'all.
Cheers.
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 I tell you, this is my first martini ever.
Is that true?
It is true. Because I've never liked gin. Mm. Or anytime I got a whiff of gin, I thought, I probably don't like this. And since there's so many other boozes to choose from, I usually did.
Why drink that? Yeah.
But you know, I could see where as your taste buds change, as you get older, I could see where you could get this could catch on.
Yep. Absolutely.
Gin is a very old style spirit. It goes way, I mean, all of the spirits go way back, but in particular, it was really popular like decades ago.
Yeah.
Less so now. Now the colored spirits are much more popular than the clear spirits, right?
Right.
So now it was my father's favorite drink,
cool.
The gin martini. He would always have it with a twist like you guys.
Mm.
Or almost always.
My wife's father would make, I think he made gin martinis. We'll have to ask her later when she comes back. She went to get ice because... We've already used all the ice. Our
it's only
refrigerator.
Monday.
It's only Monday. We're out of ice. That's not good.
It's hot here, folks. It's summer.
Yeah. So, but no, this is nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Mm-hmm. I think this is my first gin drink in about 38 years.
Is it really?
Yes. Back when I was probably a teenager in high school, we went to the drive-in movie theater. We were drinking gin and tonics because we thought we were adult, and we ran out of tonic, and then we drank straight gin, and then... It's been 38 years.
So you bring up gin and tonic, a very popular drink, and really good summer drink.
With a lime, right?
Yeah, with the lime.
As long as you have the tonic.
What is the tonic?
Tonic water.
Tonic water, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so
yeah, I used to like those.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So we decided we were each going to pick a song to go along with
right.
the cocktail each day. So since I came with this idea, I'll kick us off today, and then
okay.
we can go around the table, and then tomorrow and whatnot, we can change up the order.
Whoever can actually speak at that point.
Right.
It won't be me.
So I mentioned that martini is a very classic cocktail, and in doing a little bit of research on this, I found out that it was actually very popular during Prohibition, okay? Because it was a very, very easy cocktail to make quickly. And so in speakeasies, they were always like, you know, we don't want to mess around with a whole bunch of different ingredients and mm-hmm. time and everything. It's like, what can we just make? And it's also, as I mentioned, a lot of alcohol in this drink.
So, yeah.
You know, you get a lot of punch in it, right?
Sure.
When you get that drink. So I thought, what goes well with Prohibition, speakeasies, that kind of thing? And I thought of Duke Ellington.
Cool.
And, you know, Duke Ellington came up in the 20s from Washington, right?
Yep.
Went up to New York, Cotton Club, all that in the 20s. And this was a Prohibition era tune that went to number 6 in the charts. You guys in the martini mood?
Yeah, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, yes.
It definitely has a classic feel to it, without a doubt, right? Ivy Anderson there singing with Duke
Ellington.
That's
right.
Yes,
very good.
That's right.
Very good.
Makes me want to watch jazz again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Right.
So,
right.
Who wants to go next? What song do you guys have that goes with martini?
I went a little on the nose with this one in terms of, you know, martini is always associated with James Bond.
Yep,
so
yep.
I chose a classic James Bond movie theme from the 1964 movie Goldfinger by Shirley Bassey.
Sweet.
Nice.
Produced by George Martin.
Yeah, that's right. Right in the pocket.
All right, James Bond.
Classic, perfect. Just like
yes.
the drink.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely perfect. And this brings up something interesting. Now, I don't know the old Bond movies as well as some people may know them, the classic ones. But did James Bond drink martinis out of what is traditional martini glass with the stem and the sort of triangular? Did he?
I think so. You drink them up. That's when you have no ice. You use that martini glass. We're using rocks glasses. Yeah. We were having them on the rocks.
And that was my question about that glass. What is that just a glass that, I mean, that just looks cool, man, well, with an olive and on a toothpick? Like, that looks amazing.
It does look good. Also, it's a little trick, I think. It's a little bartender trick that makes it look full, even though there's not a whole lot of alcohol in there. Because, again, the martini is mixed. It's mixed with alcohol. And vermouth is a kind of alcohol, right? And you only use a little bit of it. So, essentially, you're getting, 2 ounces of alcohol. That's the whole drink. So, that is a way to make it look like a full drink because there's not a whole lot of volume in those smaller stem glasses. Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. I never knew that.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, James Bond, how can you go wrong thinking about a martini, perfectly pressed tuxedo, you know, it's everything, class and style.
I mean, I appreciate that you guys are wearing your tuxedos for this.
I brought 5 changes of clothes.
Yeah. I'm surprised it actually still fits,
In my COVID-20.
Yeah. That's right. My quarantine 19 or whatever it is.
So it was either Goldfinger or Nobody Does It Better by Carly Simon.
Oh, there you go. Well, it's hard to go wrong with either of those.
Exactly. Yep. Mike, do you have a pick?
I do have a pick. I had many picks, actually, but I wanted to use this as an excuse to get one of my favorite performers in here that I probably never would ever bring up in a podcast, and that's Snoop Dogg.
Nice.
And this isn't a song about martinis, but it's like, as I mentioned, it's like I'd never drink gin, and I thought this is the time to pull out gin and juice. Evidently, other folks were drinking gin when I was drinking beer and whiskey and stuff like that. So, Snoop.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up a funky, this shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got sisters in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do, bitch? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the doors. But for what?
We don't love them hoes.
Yeah. So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down while you look up with a mouth to this.
Rolling down the street, smoking.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking weed, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
I got me some sequins gin. Everybody got their cups,
all right.
But they ain't chin.
That's a party tune.
I love that refrain. Got my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Yeah, or everybody got their cups out, but nobody's chipped in.
That's right, man.
And I apologize to all my neighbors as I slow roll through my neighborhood with Snoop Dogg cranked to 11 and me leaning to the side at 2 miles an hour.
Well, that's a great one, Mike. And I'll say that's the first official Snoop Dogg song played on our podcast. So we did play California Girls once featuring Snoop Dogg,
that's right.
But not the same.
So. That's right.
And you had some other thoughts, Mike.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, what were the other things that came to your mind?
Well, so since I've never drunk martinis and the songs don't stick in my mind, I was thinking about what songs would I do. So I, of course, Googled songs about martini, and I realized Joe Jackson had a song called Dirty Martini, which is actually a really good song. And that album I haven't listened to for a while. It came out about 18 years ago, so I had to pull that out.
Yep.
Now, and then, let me mention the Dirty Martini, by the way. We didn't talk about that variety.
Shot of espresso in it.
That's extra olive juice. Right. So you mix in more olive juice. Very popular with the women folk.
See, that's one reason why I didn't pick this song, because I thought you guys might make me drink one, because I not only don't drink gin, but I don't eat olives.
Oh, you don't eat olives.
So it would have been like the double bad
one. Go ahead. So keep
the other thing I think about is the Rat Pack. And I don't know that I ever actually saw them holding martinis on TV or whatever. But so I thought of Ain't That a Kick in the Head by Dean Martin, which this probably will be for me.
So my first thought with martinis also was a Rat Pack, but I looked it up to see if what I was remembering was accurate, and I think they were more into the drink we're going to do tomorrow.
I bet. So you know. That's right. Okay. So I don't know. I think I picked the right song.
Yeah, I think you did. Absolutely.
So, yeah, great call. And I'll tell you guys, when I was getting ready for this, when we were doing our extensive pre-podcast recording research, meaning we text each other, I was thinking, I wasn't exactly sure about martinis, whether you use gin or vodka, but cold gin by Kiss, you know, obviously the first thing that came to my mind. Actually, right. It came to Mike's mind faster than it did to mine, but... we've played that on the show before during Kiss Week, and I'm trying to pick some songs that we haven't played before, and... There's a movie, I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's called Beautiful Girls, and it stars the Afghan Whigs.
They're in it. Yes, I don't know if it stars
really
them.
Cool. No, it doesn't. It's Matt Dillon.
Timothy Hutton. Yeah. Natalie Portman.
Yep. Natalie Portman is in it. Young Natalie Portman.
Yeah. One of her first movies.
That's right.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other people. Mira Sorvino is in it.
Oh, that's right.
And I like a bunch that of people. Movie. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Good. It's fun. And there's a scene in there where Timothy Hutton and Uma Thurman. Are another star of that movie. Are in an ice fishing shack, and they're discussing relationships and the beginning of relationships, and Timothy Hutton's trying to, it's very late at night. He's trying to come on to her a little bit, and she starts talking about her boyfriend back in Chicago, and she says, I'm going back to Chicago where I want to drink ice-cold martinis and listen to Van Morrison. So this came to my mind immediately when I was thinking of it. And the song, thank you, Snoop, the song I want to play is on the his band and street choir album. It's called I Will Be There. Reminds me of something you might listen to while you're drinking an ice cold martini.
Whenever the sunshine comes through, whenever my thoughts turn to you, whatever you want me to do, I will be there. Whether I crawled up the hill, challenged or banged through the mill, just as long as I fit the bill, I will be there. If it's on a lazy afternoon and summertime,
all right, so that has sort of the jazzy feel.
Yeah.
Like I was suggesting with Duke Ellington,
totally,
right?
Yeah. Totally. Kind of that cocktail jazz feeling. And before you write in and call, folks, I'm sorry, it wasn't his band and street choir with St. Dominic's Preview, the next album in the Van Morrison discography. Didn't want to get that wrong. But yeah, I mean, he can do it all, and there's blues and jazz in there. And it's also funny, I forgot that he mentioned champagne and wine. So he wasn't actually drinking a martini during this song, but Uma Thurman was in Chicago.
There you go. One other association I think people make with martinis is also sort of like the businessman, right? Like the three martini lunch, or it's, after work, again, sort of relating to my father, 5:30, get home, mix up a martini, sit down, read the paper, right? Relax. Like it has that sort of association as well.
So. Well, there's also the band Pink Martini, which I didn't listen to a lot, but my friend Phil did.
Yes.
And they're, what are they, like a decade ago? They were kind of hot, and they sing in French, I believe.
They're still around, and again, it's that sort of cocktail jazz kind of thing, right?
That's cool.
Very loungy kind of music goes with martinis, I think. Mm-hmm. Because it's considered sort of a sophisticated drink, I think, right?
As opposed to, like, makes you feel like you're loungy after about three or four.
And again, it goes to like the clear spirits, I think, at one point in time had more of a upscale appeal, whereas your colored spirits were more your, you know, your
is
working
man. Is this an elite drink?
Right.
I so, better go get a beer.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
Give me a PBR quick.
Although it's not, that's not a hard and fast rule, as we'll discuss. Right. Sure. So, okay. All right. This is good. A good start.
Great. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Tomorrow, we will do a drink that's similar to the martini. All right. We'll do the Manhattan. All right.
Ooh.
Okay. So we got a place to stay tonight. We can.
You guys are good. I don't want any of you driving after these five martinis you've had. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Mike Schneider.
I'm Bud Verge.
And we'll hang out with you all tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Are we out of ice? Oh, that's going to be a problem. 7-11. I have to run 7-11.
How did we run out of ice? We never run out of ice. You know, I almost went and bought an extra bag of ice. Well, we can do one.
Should have bought my ice maker.